T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Somebody texts in, Crowder needs to stop while he's ahead. I fully believed his hole-in-one story. Now, not so sure. He got greedy. I don't even know if he picked off Tom Brady at this point.
I'll be honest. I have a lot more downtime than most humans in this world. So the rounds of golf and the bowling I play is 20 times more than most.
But I mean, that's a trifecta of sports feats that are almost unheard of. I'm not kidding you. I would imagine you're the only person in the world, in the history of the world, that has intercepted Tom Brady, hit a hole in one on a regulation golf course, and picked up a 7-10 split while bowling.
Because I'm special.
Man,
I just, when I don't know what everybody believes in out there, but when God was mixing up my bats, when Randy and Pauline were getting after it and my bats was getting mixed up, he threw a little extra seasoning in. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
Solana, you're one of the world's most renowned liars. Are you picking up any lies here?
You know, I should pull out the old lie detector test because I'm not sensing any sort of lie from Crowder. You're right. I know a lie. I lie more than anybody I know. And, man.
Well, I would take issue with that. I also am a liar.
Bill, how do you feel about my interception, hole-in-one, and 7-10 split?
I am also a big fan of the hole-in-one. And any split, I will pick up a split with the best of them.
The punchlines are great.
Yeah, just a terrible impersonation.
Terrible impersonation.
I'm going to work on it again for another 30 years. I worked on that for 30 years. I'm going to work on that for another 30 years. We'll see what happens. Oh, wait, let me give the code word.
He likes the split.
I am a fan of splits. Banana splits. Any split.
You don't got to go any further, former president. You don't have to go any further. Thank you.
We're giving away Joe's dough or Leroy's loot. The word this hour is cab. C-A-B. Cab. Text cab to 72881. You could win $1,000. Just text the word cab right now to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word CAB, C-A-B, to 72881. Let's do a sports health tip here as well. This sports health tip brought to you by Nicholas Children's Hospital.
One of the most important steps for a young athlete to take prior to starting a sports season is you gotta undergo a physical examination and follow the doctor's recommendations to make sure you're good to go out there and ball out.
All right, this sports health tip brought to you by Nicholas Children's Hospital. Let's get headlines here to start the 4 o'clock hour with our own Alejandro Solana.
That guy's a liar.
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
Damn, Bill.
Hurtful coming from Bill.
Sorry. I did not mean to hurt your feelings. Let's talk about the hole in one.
The Florida Panthers, they have made a move before the 3 p.m. NHL trade deadline came to a close, and they even tweeted it out from the official Florida Panthers Twitter account. 5 minutes ago, they tweet, "Lock it in. They've acquired forward Sam Bennett and a 2022 sixth-round draft pick from Calgary. They send the Flames forward Emil Heinemann and a 2022 second-round draft pick."
Yeah, it says Bill Zito, general manager of the Panthers. He says, "Sam is a skilled and versatile forward who plays the game with a great level of competitiveness, physicality, and leadership. He is a young player who possesses solid experience in the postseason and will be an exciting addition to our lineup."
Two other acquisitions the Panthers made this weekend were Brandon Montour and Nikita Gusev, the Goose, that's what I'm calling him.
Popped off like a Gusev.
Coach Q, he said earlier today in a press conference that he's expecting both of them to join the team in Tampa and play versus Tampa Thursday night. But the Panthers will hit the ice for one more tomorrow in Dallas, 8:30 p.m. Chris Drieger, he gets the start tomorrow per Coach Q.
All right.
The Heat, they beat Portland 107-98 yesterday. They'll play the Suns tomorrow. They continue that four-game West Coast trip. Tomorrow's game two of those four games in Phoenix, 10 p.m.
You'll hear it on 790, The Ticket.
And the Marlins, they're playing tonight, 7:20 p.m. First pitch, first of four straight in Atlanta.
All right, very good.
And Hideki Matsuyama, he won the Masters yesterday, first male golfer from Japan to win a major championship.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend of golf and pimento cheese sandwiches. We had Gino Toretta on last hour. He was there at the Masters. Very fascinating. Fascinating look at what it's like to be there.
Did you guys see the tweet that I sent you from Darren Revelle where somebody texted Revelle a picture of Matsuyama or what appears to be Matsuyama at a hotel in, or excuse me, an airport in Chicago. Just won the green jacket. He's sitting there waiting for a 6:45 a.m. flight at O'Hare Airport, and the green jacket is just on a chair next to him. Like, he's not holding it. It's not in a hanger. He just has it, like, flipped over on a chair.
It's a picture of Hideki Matsuyama in the Atlanta airport.
Oh. Okay.
He's waiting to board a flight to Chicago, and the guy texts saying it's likely connecting from Chicago to Tokyo, and he's just all alone there, and he's got the green jacket over the chair, and it's kind of cool.
Gino was on, and like Gino won the Heisman, and we've asked Gino where his Heisman is and different things, and also Ricky Williams said he doesn't know where his Heisman is. But even the green jackets, like, do people think that when you win something, and it's prestigious, the Heisman, winning the Masters, Super Bowl, like, do people think you carry it around with you and massage it every day? After what, a year, 2 days, 3 days? Like, it's another trophy. This dude has a million trophies at his house.
Yeah, no, but the Masters green jacket is something special. But, I mean, what is he supposed to do with it? Like, I mean, he's got to bring it home now. So
they want him to wear it in the bathroom? Like, they want him to wear it home. They want him to put it on when he gets it and wear it all the way back to his country. That's crazy. It's another trophy. Come on.
How dare you call the green jacket just another trophy? How dare you?
Shooter McGavin couldn't get it.
Now you've gone too far. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
You don't say.
Yeah. According to a survey, grilled cheese is our second favorite melted cheese food. You want to guess what number one is?
It's got to be pizza.
It is.
Mac and cheese.
No, pizza. Pizza's number one.
Oh, mac and cheese doesn't beat out grilled cheese or pizza?
Mac and cheese is tied with grilled cheese.
What about
two.
Nachos? I would say not. I was going to say nachos would be before that. No.
Fourth behind pizza, mac and cheese, and grilled cheese. A cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, have y'all had the Starbucks grilled cheese?
Oh, my God. I should have put that on my Mount Rushmore. That thing is fire.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's like this sounds crazy. My wife comes home one day. She goes, you've got to try the grilled cheese at Starbucks. And I, you know, I file it away or whatever. We're out one day and we're going to stop and get some coffee. And she says, you know what? Let's get a grilled cheese. Let's split a grilled cheese at Starbucks. It's the tastiest damn grilled cheese you'll ever eat. Oh, it's unbelievable.
My wife, the same thing. Same exact story, Hawk. So I'll just say it quicker. My wife told that, like, hey, the kid stopped and I want to get him something quick. And Starbucks was right next to us and we were in traffic. She said, I got a grilled cheese. You want it? And I, you know, I'm a hard head. I was like, no. And then I looked at it, and it was so crispy and juicy, and the white cheese was melting out. I said, ugh, I'll eat it. Bro, I've been back. I don't even get coffee at Starbucks. I'll get coffee from 7-Eleven, go to Starbucks, and get a grilled cheese and go home.
I can't believe I didn't put that on my Mount Rushmore, because I tweeted a Mount Rushmore of grilled cheeses for National Grilled Cheese Day. Number one, the beer buttered, and that's what they call it. It's not beer battered. The beer buttered, and they call it a griddled cheese as well, at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room. It's on beer buttered challah bread. It's got brie and Gouda cheese and a candied tomato jam. It's one of the best grilled cheeses I've ever had in my life. Number two, the grilled cheese at Johnny Rockets. I don't even know if Johnny Rockets exists anymore. But if you were going to soak up alcohol in the Grove 1-2 in the morning, that grilled cheese at Johnny Rockets had magical powers.
Hawk, only Johnny Rockets and left in the world is at Sawgrass Mall by the arcade.
Is there still one there?
By the arcade. The only one I've ever seen in 10 years is it at Sawgrass Mall.
Then I've got the grilled blue and bacon at Miss Cheesius. But I like the mischievous food truck. I've never been to their restaurant. They've got a restaurant. But that I love blue cheese and I love bacon. And so the mischievous one is fire. And then I put on Twitter, my fourth one was the cheese quesadilla at Moe's, which is really a grilled cheese. It's a quesadilla. But I'm going to replace that now with the Starbucks grilled cheese because that Starbucks grilled cheese is ridiculously good.
Yeah. Change them. I don't like when I badmouth something and then somebody can prove me wrong and my wife killed me with Starbucks grilled cheese.
You ever had the Starbucks grilled cheese, Solana?
I haven't, and I love a good grilled cheese, but you said white cheese in the Starbucks grilled cheese?
There's a whole bunch of cheeses in there, but there's a good pungent white cheese.
I don't know.
I think they toast the bread on both sides before they actually put the cheese in it, and then they press it. So it's double crispy. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I think I gave a review of this on the air last year during the pandemic, but an air-fried grilled cheese sandwich, it'll change grilled cheese sandwiches for you for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, I don't have an air fryer, but yeah, you said that was really good.
Yeah, yeah, it changes the grilled cheese for you. You can if you want. I didn't put butter, but you can put butter on it if you want.
Yeah, I love that, a good old butter or lard. If you have a lard, mayo. I'll ride with lard.
Mayo. My wife will slather mayo on top before she grills it.
On the outside?
On the outside. Crisps up the bread, adds a flavor surprise like you wouldn't believe. All right, anything else, Solana?
You gave me an idea.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to weather right now from the Exergen Weather Center. Still nice drizzle.
I also like to slather it on the outside.
No, Mr. President, we're talking about mayonnaise.
My bad.
Still nice drizzle out right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop to around 65 degrees. 65 degrees. That is your weather.
All right, Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. He's the Marlins PA announcer. He's an NFL play-by-play man, but he's a friend of ours, and he was at WrestleMania. And since we checked in with Gino Toretta in the 3 o'clock hour about being at the Masters, we obviously have to have a WrestleMania correspondent, and Josh Appel will be that in the next segment. Now, hurricane season starts in June. I see people already talking about it. We had some rain yesterday. It's going to be here before you know it. And you're really, if you want to have impact windows and doors in your house by hurricane season, you got to get rolling right now. And man, will you be grateful that you did. You can protect your home for the 2021 hurricane season. Start it by calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors and have them come out and tell you what it would take for them to install PGT custom windows and doors. I have them in my home. I am telling you, you get the PGT custom windows and doors installed, it just changes the complexities of hurricane season. You don't have to worry about running out for plywood. You don't have to worry about putting up hurricane shutters. And it looks great in your house. All new windows, doors, sliders, just looks great. BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. I am telling you, start this week out by calling them, having them give you an estimate on getting PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house. Call 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Going to talk a little WrestleMania next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hock and Crowder.
What is this, Solana? Is this some sort of wrestling song?
Or it is.
A song?
Yeah.
Is it? Who is it?
The Generation X. The only WWE song we have, but I figured it was appropriate.
But like, whose entrance music is this?
Honestly, I have no idea. I just know it's a WWE theme.
How do you know? It's a wrestling song?
I looked it up.
Let's go.
I double checked. I looked it up that it was a. I'm sure Josh should be able to tell us, but that
you
it
know
was
what it
a,
is, Crowder?
A WWE theme.
So many questions. When wrestling, you don't ask questions during when wrestling. You just wrestle and you yell and scream and drink beer.
So you don't know what this song? Appel, do you know what this song is?
I mean, of course I do. I'm like screaming through my phone right now listening to you guys try and guess. It's a DX, Triple H and Shawn Michaels. They're only two Hall of Famers that do the best ever today.
Well, sorry.
That's what I said, Josh. That's what I said.
Right. Like, no idea. When the NWO was a thing, like, WWE's response, like, was DX. Like, there's all the documentaries about the WCW, WWE era have, a sole focus on DX's shenanigans. They were, like, a huge part of the Attitude Era.
I'm already rewriting this interview. All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota. we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Josh Appel, we've had him on before. He does play-by-play for Sports USA Media, does the NFL and other sports. And this is his first season, by the way, as the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. So a very cool little gig you got there doing Marlins. Give us a little Marlins. Give us a little PA, a little sample of what we hear at Lone Depot Park.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
Want me to give you a...
Give us Jazz Chisholm coming to bat.
Click in.
All right, hold on. Give me a second. I got to imagine like I'm pressing the button to go. I got to get all psyched up for it. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Now batting, the second baseman, number 2, Jazz Chisholm Jr. There you go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I went to a Marlins game. He sounds great. Like, he really does. Like, he kills it as a PA guy. So
it was great. I love it.
So when you go to Lone Depot Park this season and you hear the PA announcer, you're going to know it's Josh Appel. And he also, I'm sure many of you remember him hosting the wrestling podcast, Smark Your Territory.
Sorry, nobody remembers.
Yeah. Like, I think they did one episode, but for whatever reason, for 3 years, they've kept the Twitter account alive. They did like one episode of the podcast in 2018, but the Twitter account is still alive.
We actually had a good run, I think almost a year of doing it, and then my schedule got all out of whack with work, and it was harder to make it work, and then I was watching it less, so nobody needs to know this part, but Billy... clog his own Twitter feed, just uses that to like scream into the void about things.
All right. Well, there you go. Smark Your Territory. You can get all the
best really uninteresting starts in the interview.
Wherever you get your podcast. So you and your friends went to Tampa for WrestleMania.
We did.
You went there and, I was texting with you. I was telling Crowder earlier in the show, because I got it on Peacock. I wasn't aware until late Saturday that I got it to watch it for free. So I was texting you and I was trying to figure out what was going on. overall, what do you give WrestleMania in Tampa? Was it 37, I think? WrestleMania 37?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, WrestleMania 37.
What do you give it? Was it good? Were the two nights of wrestling good?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every show is going to have its ups and downs, but just the idea that it was live and in person, which this company hasn't done in over a year. Like, even, you know, before the show started, and the broadcast started with Vince McMahon giving a little speech about everything and, you know, being the first event back. But before they went on the air, the entire roster was on the stage. And just, like, the energy of just seeing these – people were going nuts just seeing these people walk out and stand on the stage. So from that standpoint, I think everybody was on the surface was just happy there was a show in person. So on that level, it was an A+. It was a great show. I enjoyed myself. Really glad I went and, you know, was worth the extra 30-minute wait because on Saturday – the weather was out of whack both days it was, but after they did the opening animation for the show, the weather delay immediately hit. So it was, you get all ready, they do America the Beautiful, Vince comes out and does his thing, they air the promo video, and then right as they're about to start the first match, weather delay for another 30 minutes. But after that, it was smooth sailing. It was a really awesome show. Bad Bunny was great.
Josh, I gotta ask you, man. Hawk and myself talked about it earlier. Where, like, I grew up on Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, Randy Savage, Jake the Snake, even like Goldberg and NWO and those guys. Are the stars? Am I just old? Because I don't see the stardom that a Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant had right now.
Well, they were the first ones of like the wrestling boom. It's still relevant in pop culture, but like that was, I wasn't alive back then, so I can't speak to this, but like that was just a different time, I guess. I mean, now, I mean, Roman Reigns is in Fast and Furious and a bunch of other stuff, but he's the top guy in the company. Edge, he was also in the main event. He does some Viking show. I think it's on Peacock or one of those channels, something like that. There's some crossover, but you know, Hulk Hogan is the guy that, you know, drove the, I don't want to call it a sport, but this into, it's a sport. Into prominence in this country. I mean, it's just less people watch now than did back then, but it's still, you know, culturally relevant, clearly. You know, if this
there's no question the popularity because they've got their own pay network and the WrestleMania, you know, when attendance can be full capacity. I mean, WrestleMania, cities bid on it like it's the Super Bowl. So the popularity is unquestioned. I just found myself, you know, watching it, and I don't understand any of the storylines, so obviously it's lost on me. I just found the wrestling to be slightly boring. But who was the big winners? Is WrestleMania, is that Royal Rumble where all the people are in the ring at once?
So there's a Royal Rumble pay-per-view, and now there's a men's and a women's Royal Rumble, and the winners of that will face the champion at WrestleMania. Like, the point of winning the Royal Rumble is to get in the main event of WrestleMania, which was this past weekend.
So there was no Royal Rumble this weekend?
No. No, usually okay.
But
do
who
the
was
Andre
the big winner?
The Giant.
Like, what's the big title?
Well, the Universal Championship, the WWE Championship, and then the Women's Championship. Those were the big three. But, I mean, it was a star-making night across the board, let me tell you. Do you want me to tell you?
yeah, a little bit. I mean, okay. I'd prefer you not couch it under it was a star-making night across the board, but I would like to know.
Well, it was. Well, so for the first time ever, it was significant. Two black women main-evented WrestleMania on Saturday, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. And Bianca Belair, this was her biggest match since coming up to the main roster from their quote-unquote minor league, which is NXT. And she won against Sasha Banks, who's been an established star in the women's division. And it was a really, really cool match, really cool ending. Hawk, I think, weren't you watching this match? I feel like you were texting us because at one point, so Bianca Belair has this really long ponytail, and she used it during the match.
Yeah.
A huge welt on Sasha Banks. Like, the sound that created was unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah, it popped off the TV, and it created a huge welt. I'm guessing that's probably, it's not the greatest attribute to have as a wrestler, because she was getting pulled around by the hair. I mean, it just seems like maybe something you want to look into further.
Right. Agreed, and I'm surprised more of her opponents don't, quote-unquote, use that to their advantage more often, but...
Yeah.
Sasha Banks did, and then she paid for it.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh. Josh, I got to ask you. We were talking earlier as well about the Logan Paul and the Bad Bunny. And, bro, like, are celebrities good for WrestleMania? I know in the past that there were some guys, you know, some crossover type people. Like, you talk about John Cena and even Goldberg. You know, he did some stuff. The Rock is, like, the number one crossover guy in my mind because The Rock is, you know, stupid famous now. But, like, is a Logan Paul and a Bad Bunny good for WrestleMania?
I think if they take it as seriously as Bad Bunny took preparing for his match at WrestleMania, absolutely. I mean, he's arguably one of, if not the biggest, you know, musical acts in the world right now. And he dedicated 2 months or whatever it was of his, you know, whatever this past year was, whatever you want to consider it, going out of the performance center and training to work a match at WrestleMania. And it showed. From entering in on top of an 18-wheeler to doing moves that, like, other guys in the company cannot do. I mean, he crushed it. He crushed it. If you ask, I bet you if you polled, you know, besides Bianca Belair, what would be also in the conversation for highlight of both nights is just everything that Bad Bunny did. I mean, that is such a mainstream. I mean, everybody was talking about Bad Bunny on Saturday night after that match. Everybody. Talk was talking about him.
I was told that he was very good. I didn't know that I was able to watch it when Bad Bunny was wrestling. I didn't find out till later Saturday that I got it for free. Lewis Brinson is coming to the plate. Give us a quick Lewis Brinson at bat.
I've got like a befuddled look on my face right now. Like, imagine Fangs seeing his defense blow some sort of coverage. That's the kind of face
he told me he was. He told me he was going to make a Vic Fangio reference at some point during this
interview. They started on Sunday with just the worst possible booking decision. Now, this is, of course, how my smartass watches wrestling, not as like just like a booking decision. And so, it kind of set the tone, kind of in a negative fashion. And I was going to use that same joke for that, but we never got to it, so I had to squeeze it in there.
All right, Lewis Brinson coming to the bat.
He's going to let you off, Josh. He's not going to let you off.
Right. I want to hear it.
All right. Here we go. I got to get in the mode again. All right, here we go. Now batting, the left fielder, number 25, Lewis Brinson.
That's fantastic, isn't it? It's fantastic. I'm telling you. I thought it was excellent. So how was just overall? Josh Appel is with us. Overall, the experience in Tampa, how did WWE pull it off with social distancing and masks? Did you feel like you were at a regular WrestleMania event?
Yeah, to a degree. Obviously, we didn't have the full stadium, but, I mean, we were spaced out in our pods. There wasn't really anybody around us within a row to, you know, in front, behind us, and then there was about 5 or 6 seats between, you know, who we were sitting near. So we felt really comfortable there. The only thing was, when they tell people to go inside for a weather delay, you kind of get everybody packed together, and you can't really monitor who's wearing a mask. So, like, it gets a little dicey there, but for the most part, it was fine. I did find hilarious that all of the cardboard cutouts they used to make it look like it was a full stadium were all just stock images from the internet, and it just... It helped the atmosphere, I would say. Spending WrestleMania, first wrestling event live since, you know, we've been in this pandemic, with my best friends from the Stock Image website. It was great.
Who's your favorite public address call right now at the Marlins? Like, whose name? Is it Garrett Cooper? That seems like a good PA announcer name.
Oh, yeah. I love doing the Cooper. And, like, it's a nice little... feeling when you hear like a smattering of ooze after that. There's like the four people who do it. You hear it, and it's nice. People hear it. It's nice.
Give us a little Anthony Bass is being pulled from the game. Give us a little pitching change.
Well, I mean, I don't say anything when someone gets taken out of the game. I only say who's coming into the game. So. You know.
All right, Yimmy Garcia is replacing the pitcher.
Give me Yimmy, Josh.
Let's hear it.
Now pitching for the Marlins, number 93, Yimmy Garcia.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic. I feel like I'm at.
You want me to roll my R there? I'm not good at rolling R's.
Jimmy Garcia. Yeah. That's how I would do it.
A little more gar. I was with you, Hawker. Yeah. Hawker, a little more gar.
A little more gar. A little more gar. All right, give Solana, can you play the Triple H music out? Can you give Josh Appel his out music?
Break it down.
Yeah. There you go. Josh Appel bringing it strong. Josh Appel, he's your Marlins PA announcer. You hear him on NFL broadcast. There was some breaking news. Julian Edelman has been released from his contract by the New England Patriots. Everyone, and it says failed physical, so everyone assuming he'll end up in Tampa, of course. There you go, Josh Appel. He's our WrestleMania correspondent. Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, as always. Appreciate it, guys.
There you go, Josh Appel. He's really good at Lone Depot Park. I'm not lying.
Yeah, like, no, I'm going like, to get out there.
He is built for PA announcing. His voice resonates in that park. So cool.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us on 560 The Joe, 560 The Joe, WQAM, and Gun World of South Florida are saluting our military heroes. So if you'd like to nominate someone you know, you could log on to WQAM.com and register. And then Joe Rose and Zach Krantz will read their name on the show. So if you want to register, enter a name for an on-air salute, just go to WQAM.com. All right, got a little taste of WrestleMania there, Crowder. You understand now what you missed?
Not at all, except Bad Bunny was on an 18-wheeler. But I love Josh, so I just ride with it.
There you go. Garrett Cooper. Be fun.
Garcia.
Jimmy Garcia.
I was with Josh on everything but Garcia. You got to roll the R. We say Garcia, you got to roll
trill
the R.
Trill that R.
You know what? You got to roll Royal Red Shrimp at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. If you haven't been to Delaware, you're missing out. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area for over 70 years. I've been going there 17 years. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Trust me. If you love delicious food like lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans. They got the clams and the scallops and the oysters. They have everything you want. And the crabs now. The stone crabs. I was there this weekend. Stone crabs. Colossal all the way to medium. Every size. The best price. The freshest stone crab. They were pinching. Sitting on the ice pinching when I was there this weekend. Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. That's DelawareChicken.com. And when you find out what you want, and it's so easy, there's an availability button. The pricing's right there. You find out what you want. You call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want, and they have your order package ready when you curbside delivery is available. Pull up in the parking lot, they'll bring the bag right out to you. If you want to go inside, I go inside. I like to talk. I go inside. The staff's amazing. I like to pick out which yellowtail I get, pick out which stone crabs I get, whichever way you want to go. You're going to get delicious food. You're going to get the best price. You're going to get great service. Delaware is amazing. And the pricing now, I told you about it, $10.99 for that Royal Red Shrimp right now. The stuffed crabs, only $4.99 each. The ground turkey breast, only $5.99 a pound. The whole turkey breast is only $4.99 a pound. Great prices. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No, 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 baby. It's me, Bad Bunny.
Hawk and Crowder.
A couple of notes about the NFL. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network tweets that Miami defensive end Jalen Phillips, whose impressive pro day has him rising up draft boards, was not in Indy last week for medical evaluations because he tested positive for COVID, a source said. And then Ian Rappaport points out he'll receive his physical with plenty of time prior to draft night.
Like Shannon then, said, that ain't no problem, Hawk. That ain't no problem.
And then Ian Rappaport, this is the news everyone's tweeting about. The Patriots have terminated the contract of Julian Edelman, per the wire, he is listed as a failed physical. And Ian Rappaport writes, now Julian Edelman has been working to get his knee right. The odds were long, but that was his goal and hope. He has a decision to make on his future, which I imagine will come soon. And then he tweets also, three-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, Patriots all-decade team, a long-shot turned franchise cornerstone. Edelman may have played his last down. So I would imagine if anyone's going to kick the tires, it'll be Tampa, right?
34 years old, a bunch of injuries, slowed down. He had a great career, but yes. And New England, everybody, they got rid of Tom Brady. You think it's a problem to get rid of Julian Edelman?
No,
get out of here.
Yeah.
Randy Moss, they got rid of. Chandler Jones, they got rid of. Like, come on, man. It's Julian Edelman. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I would say that he, if he wants to continue playing and physically can, he will end up in Tampa with Gronk and Brady. I mean, that's like, it's almost like being paroled, right, from Patriots way to Bruce Arians way. Like, it's got to be the it's got to be the most liberating feeling for those guys that played under Bill Belichick for a long time. So.
Hawk, and I'm telling you, I think he's going to go to Tampa. He's going to get a one-year deal for league minimum and see what happens. That's what right now is lining up for him.
Yeah, I would see that.
Yeah.
I would absolutely see that. All right, so that's what's going on there. We have covered a ton of ground so far, and we've got 15 minutes of Heat coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Heat are off tonight. Panthers are off tonight. Marlins do play tonight. But we have covered the Masters, WrestleMania, and bowling inexplicably. And I am more determined than ever this week to get some people on and talk about hitting that 7-10 split in bowling. You say Aronde is a good bowler and O.J. McDuffie's a good bowler.
OJ
and Ronnie
OJ
Brown.
Ronnie can go. O.J. can go. I heard Aronde can go, but I'll co-sign O.J. and Ronnie before O.G.
Because O.G.'s got those big hands. I'm guessing he used a 28-pound ball.
He probably could. Or eat a 28-pound ball. Who said that? Who said that about OG? That wasn't me.
We should do a bowling night. Me, you, now that, you know, we're getting vaccinated and things are getting back to normal. Me, you, Solana, Steven, we should do a bowling night. Everybody in for that?
Solana, look at Hawk. We have begged you to fish with us. We've begged you to golf with us. Now you want to set up a bowling night.
Yeah, I don't want to fish or golf. I want to go bowling.
I'm down.
I do what I want to do. I have no interest in doing anything I don't want to do. Not doing anything I don't want to do. That'd be fun, right? We should do a little bowling night?
Oh, I'm down for real.
You invite get Jimmy? Think Jimmy will come?
Jimmy's down. Yeah.
Jimmy will bowl with us?
I won't speak for Jimmy. Jimmy's the man.
All right. Very good. So let's do that. We'll set up a bowling night. So there are a few things as we get ready to go back to the radio station that you're going to have to set up, Solana. You got to set up your one-on-one game against John Crotty.
Yep.
Your one-on-one game against Leroy Horde.
Yeah.
The bowling night with me, you, Steven, Crowder, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Anything else?
These TVs, got to get these set up for you guys as well. Got to make sure
that
they're working.
Yeah, just have Tree stand in the right spot, and we'll be good for when we get back there.
Okay.
Anything on the circle back that we need to get to?
I don't think so. I think we nailed it on the head right there. Let me check.
All right. Checking the circle back list. We've been making a circle back list.
No, I think we're good. You wanted us to check back in 2040 the value of Tyler Hero cereal. We're not there yet, but
yeah, I do want to check in 2040 to see if that Tyler Hero cereal is worth anything.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So 19 years from now, we'll check in on that. So nothing else on the circle back list?
Kobe Fleener?
No, I don't think there's. Are we really? We're circling back on Kobe Fleener? What do we need to know?
I just have written down Kobe Fleener.
All right.
Anything there, Crowder? Anything on Kobe Fleener?
Well, let's just see. I don't, you know, let me call
well,
some of my
GM
friends.
What does that mean?
Friend.
Let's see.
Let me call
let's
some of my GM friends and see what they feel about Kobe.
Okay.
Dude hasn't played in 5 years.
I'll keep it there.
Anything else on the list, Solana?
He's training.
Chocolate-covered nuts slander.
Terrible.
Chocolate-covered nuts slander. I have to remember what my take was. Was my take that they're bad or that they're good?
Your take? I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, just go ahead and give one, and then I'll remind you.
I don't like chocolate-covered peanuts.
Yeah, that was your take. That was your take.
Yeah, there you go.
Because goobers.
I also do not like chocolate-covered nuts.
Oh, really? What do you like?
I can't say.
All right. All right. Are we about done with that?
Yeah, let's move on.
All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. I did my share of Funky Buddha drinking this weekend watching the Masters and WrestleMania. Mm. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida. Your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required, and there's multiple hand sanitizing stations. Got to make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. And on the menu, you got wings and salads and sandwiches, and then they have daily specials like ribs and pastas and more. Got to check it out and see for yourself. And then, of course, you can grab your buddies after work and do it today. Head on over to any Cheetah Club, West Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Happy hour goes till 6. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs, Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight. And you can get always get more info on their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour coming next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
And all the snorkin' that.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.